Good afternoon, everybody. Hope you're all doing well. Today, I'm joined once again by the one and only AP. He's been a guest on the show before, and I'm really glad to have him back. So for AP, for the people who haven't heard from you before, do you want to give a bit of an introduction to yourself and also talk about the project that you're building?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm AP. I'm from India. Like, we are building Notiboy project. So we are trying to solve the communication problem in Web3. So if you are not, maybe many people are not aware that there is a communication problem, because in Web3, actually an identity is represented by an address rather than an email ID or a username, maybe like in Web2. So there is a problem actually where, like, Web3, if you have a Web3 project, you'll understand this correctly. You try to maybe have social media platforms, and then you put a tweet or maybe put a post thinking that it will reach your end users, but you're still not sure that they are your end users, right? You may be knowing AP, but you don't know the addresses that I'm using. Maybe I'm a whale, or maybe I don't have algo itself. Like, I'm maybe a Ethereum user, just want to know maybe like, yeah, how things are going on Algorand. So how will you distinguish me? So that's a big, big problem. So now what projects are doing is that they use Discord, maybe like try to bring people and then try to communicate. What I've seen is like everyone who is active in Web3 is having more than like, they are part of more than 100 channels, and they don't know like, yeah. So they will keep like everything in small files, and maybe two or three channels where they are very active, they will keep it like, yeah, so that they can prioritize. So they are missing out. So these actually projects are not realizing. And and there are no analytical platforms, and very less analytical platforms on Web3, which can give you an information regarding how effective your communication is, and then optimize your communication spend. Why you want to spend, like, in Web2, you cannot even think about doing a marketing spend without even looking at analytics. Here we are just spending money just like that. On everything, like, maybe, yeah, let us start Reddit, let us start Telegram, let us be active on Twitter. So what we are doing, first we have relaunched our Notiboy project web application. We have moved our notifications from on-chain to off-chain, because during the time of APSC Accelerator, which we were part of, we understood that the expectations of the community regarding the user experience, we cannot meet them when we are fully on-chain. So we have moved it that way. So the user experience is now even better. It's on par with like Web2 applications. And now any Web3 project can create a channel to which, using their own addresses, not using their email ID or a username, and then end users of that Web3 project can opt into this channel to start getting notifications. We have made sure that you can get notifications via our platform, and also you can opt to get notifications via Discord. So you just verify your Discord ID in our web application, and you will start getting notifications via Discord. We are currently working on getting these notifications via email too. And also we are working on, like, we are testing it out, like, we don't want to release something that is buggy. So we are also working on something called a web-based push notifications. And these will be released next week, hopefully. And maybe by the end of this month, we'll be releasing our iOS and Android application where you can directly get push notifications. So these are the things that we are working on. Analytics is ready almost, like, but we will be coming up with a freemium model, a SaaS model. We don't want to release one more token and then like put it a burden on the community. Like, that's a huge pressure. Our main focus actually in the next 2 years is to be present in at least 10 chains. So that, like, see, yeah, Algorand will be there, maybe the other chains that we are, everything will be there. So a person who is coming to Web3, he can go to each chain and then choose the projects that he want and then start getting notifications. So this is the, like, you can say, a full picture of what we are doing.
Yeah. No, I think, you know, there's a lot to to talk about there. First of all, congratulations on being part of the accelerator. I did watch your pitch that was uploaded to YouTube. That was quite interesting to watch, especially to see how you've changed from the first time that we had a chat with you. And yeah, I think this is, one of the important things is we've seen cases where people have sent on-chain transactions with a message attached, but it links to, a website which is clearly a phishing URL, and they want to steal your seed phrases. And we've seen people fall victim to this, and it's quite difficult for people to know or to verify that they are indeed talking to or receiving communication from that channel that they actually want. So I think, building the system where, as a user, I can choose, yep, I want to sign up for the Algorand news chain and, any other projects within those chains or across the other chains. And I know that these communications are coming directly from that wallet. Helps give me confidence that, I am receiving communications the way I want to. And I think that also helps to potentially streamline how I receive my updates because, I can follow every single project that I want on Twitter, but I may not have all of their tweets show up on my feed at all times. Or if I join their Discords, it's impossible to keep up with more than, five Discords at once, especially with projects that are very, very active. It's hard to keep up with these conversations, so most of them just get buried, so you miss out on a lot of updates. But I think, the big thing that you're adding there is push notifications, whether that's to Discord or email, or even to your phone. I think that will give users a sort of consolidated platform where they can receive all of their Web3 updates without having to rely on, these Web2 platforms, because every project says, follow us on Twitter, join our Discord, because there's no on-chain communication platforms. And I think that's very, very interesting. I think one point to highlight is you mentioned it's a freemium model, and that is obviously for the projects or the people who want to create their own communication streams, but not for the users who want to join one.
We will be going for like projects because see it's from the projects. Like see, for projects their end users are customers. So like for also like yeah. So it will be good like we charge them rather than the users. You can go in a multiple model like where like there are multiple people who like have their own Web3 application where you can ask users to have maybe like you can release a token and tell them that yeah you have maybe this much token so that you get all the premium features. We have thought through this process, but when you go multi-chain, it will be very difficult for us. We thought that like yeah it will be better to charge maybe the Web3 applications itself.
Yeah, no, for sure. And these payments, will you be accepting on-chain payments as well, I'm assuming, in the form of stable coins?
Yeah, it will always be on-chain
Yeah,
payments.
okay.
So for Algorand, so what we are thinking initially is to maybe charge everything USDs, USD or stable coins. Maybe also we have to think about oracles. We have to, but we want to first be sure that our communication protocol is good, like service is top notch. Then we will try to maybe go with oracles and then maybe like yeah charging native token. That's
Yeah,
for sure.
no, definitely. That makes sense. Yeah, I think, starting with stable coins, something which is, most common across all of the chains, USDC, USDT, they are on every chain you could imagine. So I think starting with those would give you the most sort of inclusivity, which I think is especially what you want, especially when you're onboarding projects. What has been your sort of biggest challenges moving from, your old platform or your old system to the one that you currently have now? I'm sure big changes went on behind the scenes, but would you want to talk about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So the biggest challenge was to realize that what we were doing actually may be theoretically good, but practically there are limitations. So the accelerator helped us actually to maybe understand like what actually customer needs. So there were like first a few days, you can say they're very, very like, yeah, there are a lot of things to grasp. But yeah, I think we realized that we have to do a survey. We interviewed multiple project owners in the ecosystem and understood that yeah, it's better to go off chain with notifications. And also notifications like see today Web3 project send a notification. Tomorrow it is irrelevant. So there is no point in storing them on chain. So we realized that. So currently, like with the freemium model, there is only like 7 days TTL for a notification. So after 7 days, that will disappear and will be removed from like the storage space. So that's how like we are optimizing also things. And also we have realized that there are a lot of use cases. But I will give you an example of a use case where like notifications is very important. For a DeFi application, maybe I will give an example of Fox Finance or maybe AlgoFi. They created a pool, a Algo USDC pool. So, or a Coop Algo pool, because a Coop is like, you know, rocking. So the DeFi application can look at the addresses that are having Coop and Algo at high quantities, then send them notifications saying that, see, we have created this pool. This pool is having this APR. Like, try to add liquidity to this pool. You will be benefited. See, this is very difficult in while communicating via Twitter or Discord. If the address has opted into your channel, you can directly send them notifications, and bang, that will attract these people to your application, and you will get more revenue. So this actually we have to communicate. Actually, we are in the process of communicating this. Already around 10 projects in the ecosystem has already created channels. We are working on APIs. We don't want to release the APIs just like that. So we will be releasing them within a month with the subscription models. So that's our plan. And there are many other use cases which in NFTs and like gaming, everywhere it comes in, where it can just focus on the addresses and then benefit or increase your revenue. Especially this is very important in this bear market.
Yeah, no, you know, you mentioned DeFi, and I think, you know, another one of the applications that comes to mind is, especially when people are taking out loans or using leverage on chain, there's always a risk of the assets being liquidated if you know, prices drop too much. And, you know, we've seen in the past week or two, there have been crazy, crazy fluctuations. And, you know, it could be within a couple of hours, you have been liquidated. You know, you may have just been out with your family, and during that time, you know, an event occurred and you were liquidated. And these people have no way of knowing until they actually go back onto the app and check. But, you know, with, you know, an on-chain or, you know, a notification system that you opt into, you can actually receive, you know, alerts to say, you know, you are 5% away from being liquidated, you are 10% away from being liquidated, to give people that consistent flow of information, which means that people don't need to be glued to the dApps at all time. People who are trading with leverage or taking out loans, they can, you know, potentially step away from everything, because, you know, a lot of people spend, you know, I think we've all been there where we spend too much time, you know, having our eyes glued to Twitter, to, you know, TradingView, to the prices, where if there was a way where you can just set up your notifications and, you know, you'll get notifications when they come, that can take a lot off your shoulders and actually, you know, give people, you know, some of their, I would say, time back, which I think is one of like the big big use cases that we'll see being adopted.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have to now like convince, maybe we have relaunched project. We feel that maybe the project owners in the ecosystem are waiting for us to mature so that they are very sure. That may be the case, but we are slowly progressing. I think now Zababa, like we have got maybe like use cases from all like DeFi, there is AlgoGator, gaming, Zababa Labs is there. Now like that, we are getting use cases from like all areas of interest, and there are other people like, I'm not trying to name everybody, but like I just give an example. So we have got like, you know, we are trying to maybe like move into like even smaller projects that can benefit. So yeah, we are talking to everybody so that maybe in the next couple of months, this 10 will be 30 or 40 partnerships in the ecosystem itself.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think, you know, you're definitely onto something there. I think it's something that is needed, and I think it actually solves, you know, a big security problem. You know, there's no secure messaging protocols leveraging Web3 at the moment. The ones that are, you know, still currently too risky. You know, we've even seen attacks where an attacker will send you funds from an address which looks very similar to an address that you've sent assets to in the past. So you will, by accident, copy that address and send it. That is a big risk for people, and a risk that people won't really check, because no, not I don't think anyone really sits and reads every single character of the address before they send it. They check the first few characters, the last few characters, which makes sense, because no one will be sitting there reading 100 characters to make sure they're equivalent. There are some solutions to it, NFTs being one, so or ENS, which is a lot more human readable and a bit more aligned to sort of like an email. But many people don't have those. Many people are still just using their normal wallet addresses, their public addresses. And in that case, I think your solution actually has, serves a strong purpose for these use cases.
See, this is notifications. We have a plan to bring on chat application. At that time, we would like to even integrate NFD, like for Algorand, for other systems, like their own naming services. And what happens is that, you had a chat with, maybe I had a chat with Fazian. So I can go, maybe like what we will do is that with chat, you can send maybe Algo or USDC. That kind of thing will happen. So yeah, you can go to the chat application. You can maybe like, yeah, Fazian is there. Just send maybe like $100 to Fazian, maybe for maybe the NFT deal that we have done. So this can happen. Maybe in India, like we have something called UPI, unique payment interface, where you can chat with somebody and then send them money. So similar to that, actually, that has changed like how Indians use digital money. So something similar to that, if we can give to Algorand, I think that is going to be a revolutionary, like it will be a revolution for the people to interact with each other, communicate, send value. Even NFTs can be sent from one address to another address while chatting. So we are thinking about these use cases and trying to solve that communication issue on Algorand and the Web3 itself.
One thing you mentioned is that you're also building a sort of an analytics platform. Could you explain what that might look like, or how projects would be using it? Because I'm not too familiar with these sorts of platforms.
Yeah, so we are not planning for an analytical platform. What we want to provide is a bunch of analytics that will help these projects to understand the effectiveness of their communication, like a time series data regarding maybe the number of notifications sent versus read, number of users onboarded versus deboarded, and also the total health of this whole Web3, whole Notiboy project itself, like how many people are their active addresses are there, and how many notifications have already been sent. So all this information will give confidence and also will help Web3 projects to optimize their marketing and their spends and bring more traffic. So that basic analytics is something that we want to give.
And in terms of cost, aside from the freemium model that you're working on, is there any charges to projects for sending out notifications, or is that all sort of included in the yeah?
So what we are thinking is a freemium model where like first like you can channel creation is absolutely free, and we will verify the channel so that they will get the tick badge kind of thing. And then there is a another model, like there is a $9 subscription and then $30 subscription that in these subscription models which we are working on, there will be a limit to the number of notifications that you can send in a monthly basis. So that's how it's going to work. So if you are maybe like going to for 30 also, there will be a limit. And maybe if you want to maybe send maybe like 100,000 notifications per month, then there will be a custom model which we will have an in-depth discussion with them one-on-one and then decide.
No, awesome. No, that definitely makes sense. I'm sort of done with the questions I had, so I'm gonna leave it open for you if you want to discuss anything else about your project, or if you want to let people know where they can find out more about you, and keep in touch with you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. You people can visit notiboy.com, and then like from there you can launch the application. Look at the team. Like we have expanded the team, so now we have four people who are working with us, a mobile developer and also a web developer who is working along with us. And that has like, so the UI part, actually, I was doing it at that time, like we were bootstrapping. So now professionals have come in and you can see, I think you have used our application. Did you try
it out? I used the old version, yeah.
But yeah, you have to use the new one. Okay. It has changed continuously, like dramatically.
Yep.
The user experience have been better. After releasing the beta, like the Delight, I want to thank him through this video. He gave in and then he did the testing from end to end. And then he posted like all the things that we can improve.
Yep.
So that's community, right? Yep. That's why I like Algorand. Like Algorand has a great community. They came and they tested it. Like they pointed out the things that we can improve upon, and we have improved it. And there are some other things, like whenever we launch something, they will go through, look at it, and then like tell us, see, these are the things that you can improve. And we are grateful to the community for being, for spending your valuable time into look into the project and then suggest us something that we can improve upon.
Yeah, no, you know, I think that's one of the great things about having a community around you, is that, you know, people come and help you. You know, you say, hey, I'm building this, check it out. People will come check it out. They'll tell you what they like and what they don't like. And they'll actually just give you valuable feedback, because, you know, at the end of the day, if it's something that they would use in the future, they want it to be as good as possible. So they will give you as much feedback as they want. But yeah, no, it's good to see that your team is growing, because yeah, I remember last time I spoke to you, which was only a couple of months ago, actually, I think there was just the two of you, but now, you know, there's four of you. You've got dedicated developers as well. So I think, you know, that shows that, you know, you're growing, and especially since you're part of the accelerator, people have seen the value in the projects that you're building. So I think, you know, you definitely have a good case to develop your product further. Yeah, so for anyone who is interested, I will include all of their Naughty Boys links and Twitters down below for you guys to check out. And yeah, I'm sure AP would be happy to receive any questions directly as well, so feel free to reach out to him. But once again, AP, thank you for joining me again. It's been a pleasure having a chat with you. And I'm sure we'll be speaking again in the future.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure. But thank you. Thank you, Hossein, for your valuable time.